Твой Сын воскресе пригневен от гроба, и мертвые воздвигнувы. Люди, веселитеся! Светися, светися, новый Иерусалим, слава Богу Господня, на тебе восия, ликой ныне, и веселися Сионе, ты же чистая, красуйся, Богородице, о восстании Рождества Твоего.
Saturday of the third week of Easter, 11th of May 2019.
Acts 9:31-42. The churches throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria were now left in peace, building themselves up and living in the fear of the Lord. Encouraged by the Holy Spirit, they continued to grow. It happened that Peter visited one place after another and eventually came to God's holy people living down in Lydda. There he found a man called Aeneas, a paralytic, who had been bedridden for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Ananias, Jesus Christ cures you. Get up and make your bed." Ananias got up immediately. Everybody who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they were converted to the Lord. At Jaffa, there was a disciple called Tabitha, or in Greek Dorcas, who never tired of doing good or giving to those in need. But it happened that at this time she became ill and died, and they washed her and laid her out in the upper room. Lydda is not far from Jaffa, so when the disciple heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to urge him, "Come to us without delay." Peter went back with them immediately, and on his arrival, they took him to the upper room, where all the widows stood round him in tears, showing him tunics and other clothes Dorcas had made when she was with them. Peter sent everyone out of the room and knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to the dead woman and said, "Tabitha, stand up." She opened her eyes, looked at Peter, and sat up. Peter helped her to her feet. Then he called in the members of the congregation and widows and showed them she was alive. The whole of Jaffa heard about it, and many believed in the Lord. Signs and miracles were accompanying the service of the apostles, and it happened what should happen. When God gives such wonderful signs, people came to faith. And not only some, a lot of people came. So we can realize faith is not only for some circles. No, for all human beings. Therefore, the church has to take care that the faith can be taught in public and will not put by governments or other movements like in a private life. This always that they want to suppress the message of the faith and to declare the religion as a private thing, to control it better, and to stop the influence for the public. In the beginning of the church, we can see they were persecuted and all tried to stop them, but it was not possible. The contrast happened. Those who had been persecuted gave the gospel at other places. And the one who persecuted them, Saul, as we heard, started to be an apostle and to give the gospel to the rest of the world of this time. And the Lord did a lot of miracles and signs. A lot of people converted, as we hear today. So the Lord realized what he said to his disciples. He confirmed the service of them through signs and miracles. The apostles could participate in his power. Well, it raised maybe the question of those healings and this wonderful miracles is only for the beginning of the time of the church, and later we could see it only sometimes when the church started to be saved in the Roman Empire and had no persecutions any longer. Or is this a sign that the faith is not strong enough, that the dynamic of the first time has minimized? When we think about this, we can ask ourselves if today signs or miracles are not so important, or if God gives us not so much grace today as in earlier times. But we cannot think that, because it's the same Lord who is doing miracles, and he is not changing himself. Another question would be, are we so much grown in faith that we don't need signs and miracles, so that the faith can live without that? Well, we not necessarily need signs and miracles to come to faith, and we cannot build our faith on these miracles. But they are great gifts from the Lord, and they are in the service of the gospel. We can see this and read this. And they are especially important for those who can come to faith through such signs, or to say it better, for them it's an enormous help to be convinced from the presence of the Lord. For example, as we hear it today from the inhabitants of Lydar and Joppa. So it would be very good if the announcement of the gospel would be accompanied by signs and miracles. So we should pray for this, that the faith will be living, and that the Lord gives us the signs of his presence, that it's easier for people to come to faith. Because if this great gift to do in the name of the Lord miracles and healings, for example, if this is now more in the background because our faith is not so strong, then he can be awakened again. And this confirmations of the Lord, of the reality of the gospel, could be grow stronger again. So let us do all for the praise of the Lord. And if God wants, let it also happen through signs and miracles, that a lot of people can come to faith.
Today we hear a Russian song of resurrection. The angel called to the Virgin full of grace, O pure Virgin, rejoice.
Ангел вопиящий благодатней, чистая Дева, радуйся, и паки реку радуйся. Твой Сын воскресе пригневен от гроба, и мертвый воздвигнувый. Люди, веселитеся. Светися, светися, новый Иерусалиме. Слава Богу Господня, на тебе восия, ликой ныне, и веселися в Сионе, ты же чистая, красуйся, Богородице. Царство Твое.